Hello, travel partners. It is Christy here from Two BDMs and a Mic. Now, this is not an official podcast episode. We just wanted to give you an update at Sandals and the Grill. I have the absolute pleasure of being here. I do miss my co-host James, so this is new for me doing the intro because he usually does that, as you all know. But I will let these two wonderful gentlemen introduce themselves.
Perfect. All right. Hi, Christy. Hi, everyone that's tuning in to Two BDMs and a Mic. All right, two resort managers and a BDM today. Yes. So my name is Romain. I am the resort sales manager for this beautiful resort. And to my left, we have Mr.
Jason Lynch, hotel manager at the most beautiful Sandals Resort.
Sandals and the Grill. So one thing that we love doing on Two BDMs and a Mic is we love getting to know the guests that come on here. So we really do that to help the travel advisors get to know you as well. So why don't we start off with Jason here and tell us about your history with Sandals. You know, how did you get here? What did you do before? You know, let the travel advisors know a little bit more about you.
All right. So I actually started with Sandals Group in 2009 after spending 7 years at Air Jamaica. So I actually feel as if I've been working for the same family for that length of time. But I was at Sandals Ochi from 2009 to 2016, left the company and came back in 2022. During my time at Sandals Ochi, I started as the evening duty manager. Very shortly after that, I became the director of guest services, moved on to becoming the junior hotel manager, then concierge manager, then the operations manager. So as you know, Sandals is a company that breeds and really thrives on opportunity and growth. So I'm a perfect example of that. Having returned to the company, I came back as a hotel manager after doing a stint as chief operating officer for a company in the Eastern Caribbean. So it's all good. You know, I had the rooms division experience from Sandals, and when I went to St. Kitts, I gained the food and beverage experience.
Awesome.
So yeah, that's my little history. Aviation, hotels, lodging in terms of Eastern Caribbean, the cruise industry, food and beverage, was restaurant managing there as well, and then came back to Sandals.
Wonderful. You know, everybody always seems to come back. You'll find that as a common theme, like I've said in the past couple episodes. The people that we are interviewing, they have been here for 30, 20, 10 years. So it's always, you know, you're starting to see a trend here, travel advisors, you know. Once you sip that Kool-Aid, we're really sipping the Kool-Aid, right? Yeah,
we even have a colloquialism in Jamaica where we say the Afi come back.
Yes.
So Sandals, they would be dubbed as having the Afi come back.
Afi come back.
Afi come
back. Did I say it right?
Yeah, man.
Afi come back.
Perfect, actually.
That's because I'm a Jamaican now.
Okay,
I've been
fine.
Here. I consider myself Jamaican. I've eaten a lot of jerk chicken in my day. So, yeah. All right, well, Romain, introduce yourself, tell our listeners a little bit more about you, let us get to know yourself.
All right. So for me, it all started back in 2014. I was a part of the hospitality training program. So I was a trainee back in 2014. I actually started here at Sandals and Grill by the pool bar. You know, from there, I went to Grand Pineapple in 2015. So Grand Pineapple it still falls under the Sandals umbrella. So I've always been in the chain, even though Sandals have come back. I came back.
Yes.
I had to come back. So I actually came back to Sandals Negril in December 2015. From there, a few awards followed my way. I was team member of the year in 2016. I've gotten a few regional awards for the Negril region. Been nominated for All Island Awards as well. Also, I was in the running for Sandals Ultimate Team Member, so I have a little bit of history there. 2018, I transferred over to Sandals South Coast. Well, let me backtrack a little bit. So 2014 was a bartender. When I transferred to Grand Pineapple, it was a front office agent. When I came back here in December 2015, it was also front office. 2018 at Sandals South Coast, front office supervisor / reservationist. There I was exposed to different processes of management, where I dabbled a little bit in evening operations, daily operations, just understanding different aspects of the resort, different cultures, as well as learning about sales. So that's where I actually got the inspiration to join the resort sales team. you know, and if a few people. Can I shout out a few people?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we love that.
I want to give a few shout outs along the way. Let's start with Fabrila. Everyone knows Fabrila, Resort Director of Sales for Sandals South Coast. Mr. Lynch, right here. He welcomed me to Sandals Negril when I came back in 2022. Mr. O'Brien Heron, he gave me an opportunity. And I will finish with the cream up. Well, Mr. Lachmi as well. I'm not, can't miss out Mr. Lachmi. I cannot miss out the captain. So, if Mr. Lachmi, if you're watching this and if you got a chance to see or hear about this, please, I have not forgotten you. No. And the cream of the crop, and I really want this to go out to Miss Kitania Miranda Shuttleworth. She is the director of sales, travel, trades, and conventions. She is the absolute best, you know. So, she actually, that team of people actually got together and gave me an opportunity to be sitting in this exact spot. And in January of this year, I was actually chosen as the Rookie of the Year at the Sandals Sales Global Conference that was held in the Ochi region. So a little bit of history about me. I hope I open some doors, I drop some walls, and you are comfortable sending your guests our way. We are ready to work with them for sure.
Absolutely. Now, I had the pleasure of actually meeting Titania last week. I'm very excited to have her on here. She's going to tell her advisors, you know, how to utilize, you know, the hotel manager, the resort sales manager for those travel advisors out there, because, you know, they are here to support you and to ensure that your guests have the absolute most fantastic vacation that they can have. But we'll save that for another time, because today we're really going to talk about Sandals Negril, how special it is, you know, some selling tips and have a little bit of fun, right?
Yes, right. So, yeah. I mean, even this room that we're in right now, the R-Sky category, it is one of the newest categories built, and it is absolutely beautiful, located on the third floor of our newly built Bamber Grove building. It boasts a beautiful view, its own pool. When we were actually testing these rooms, we get the opportunity to test our rooms before. Fine. Yeah, man. These rooms went live the 1st of December 2022. Mm-hmm. I didn't even sleep inside the room. I slept on the patio in the swing. The sounds at night, the feel, the smell, the air, it's just absolutely pristine. And of course, a view or a snippet of the 7 Mile Beach is more than relaxing. Whether you prefer sunrise or sunset, I prefer sunrise. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, the star of the show is sunset. People think that sunset is everything. Yeah. Sunset is very relaxing, but sunrise is energizing, and you will gain all the energy that you need for the day once you watch the sunset. Try it.
They're two very different experiences. Oh, yeah. You know, I got up one morning and walked in the beach, and the resort, it's quiet, it's quaint, it's peaceful. Mm-hmm. You know, you're one of the only people out there if you're out there at 6 a.m. like I was. I have to see the sunrise. Yes. And although, of course, the sunrise is in the east, you're still going to have that beautiful golden hour just before the sun peaks up on the other side. Mm-hmm. So we do love that, but of course, I love my sunsets. Yeah. I've got my camera out. I'm like, woo!
Have you ever seen the green flash?
The green flash? No. Yes.
So you know about the green flash?
No.
So it's that split second just as the sun disappears over the horizon at sunset, and there's an absolute green flash. Oh. Yeah. So you have people chasing the green flash for years, yeah, and they don't end up seeing it. But at Sandals Negril, we do boast the most beautiful sunsets. So you stand a good chance of catching the green flash here.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it for myself yet. But I'm chasing the green flash.
He's chasing the green flash. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Oh, funny.
Man, great sunsets here for sure. You know, West Facing Beach, we spent a pristine piece of land. We occupy the longest and best stretch of beach on the 7 strip. You know, I'm an evening person, so chances are I will never get to see the sunrise very often. But sunset is definitely my thing for sure. And Sandals Negril does promise that. And to touch on the resort, you know, we're located in the capital of casual. So 2 BDMs and a mic is a perfect place for us to just, you know, let her hear down.
What here?
They were like, where are hair and makeup people? And I said, you know, we're not quite there yet, but if you keep listening out there, travel advisors, we could get some hair and makeup people for our listeners. So yeah. Keep supporting us.
Yeah, right? Yes. Yeah, man. We need a little, you know, touch yeah. a little face. But here at the Capital of Casual, this pretty much epitomizes what we do here. Easygoing, no strict dress codes I adhere to the restaurant. So casual attire will take you anywhere. We utilize our beach space, all our dining options provide a beautiful view of the ocean while dining. You know, we can't stress enough of how we utilize our beach spaces. So that's something that we're paying for. So that's a key selling feature and a tip for all our travel advisors out there. If you're looking for a true beachfront experience, Sandals the Grill is definitely the place. And Sandals 2.0 has put us in a different perspective. As Mr. Lynch mentioned earlier on, we're sitting in the beautiful One Sky room category on the brand new Bamboo Grove building that was recently put on street. Now, this is pretty much always full. This is a product of Sandals 2.0. So we are actually 36 years old this year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we really don't feel like it. You know, especially with the recent enhancements that we are undergoing. We've added some new culinary delights to our arsenal, which would be the Rava restaurant, which is a Spanish tapas restaurant that's really there.
Only one of its kind.
Only one of its kind in the chain so far. Yes. So we boast that here. It's very, very, very popular here for us. A lot of guests that comes through will definitely try to head on to that one.
Yeah, and also the persons with the sweet tooth, I can't leave them out at
yeah,
all.
Hey, oh, if Mr. Matthew is watching this, Mr. Matthew is going to say, Romaine, crema.
It's been a while coming, you know, and everybody talks about Café de Paris and when the concept was spoken about and they were bantering about what the theme in our cafe should be. Many names went out, many concepts went out, Café de Negril, Café whatever, you know, but we settled on Crema, and it is also a big, big hit. Brava is doing very, very well as Spanish tapas, the only one of its kind, as we said, in the chain. And really and truly, Crema is the place to be, whether early in the morning or late at night, because it opens at 7, closes at 10. For those of you who have the sweet tooth, and we even have specialized drinks there now that are niche, what we created separate and apart from what our principals have told us to do. But we always try to adhere to the demands and requests of our guests. And we tailor particular drinks for them. And if it does work well, we try and test it out with other guests. And if they like it, it stays.
Yeah. I'd encourage you to try the
test.
It's called the test.
I think it's vanilla coffee with ice cream and other little toppings.
I'm sold. He said coffee and ice cream.
Yeah,
sign me up.
You should definitely go. They have this little treat in there that I really love. I don't know what the name is, but it's like coffee and topping, ice cream, a little bit of like cookie dust.
Yeah.
Like crumbles or something.
Yeah, it's amazing, man. Crema. I can't speak enough on Crema. If you could head on over Crema, get some shots and add it on here, it would really do wonders.
Absolutely.
Meet our barista. She is absolutely amazing. Her name is Keithia. Also someone who started with the company as a trainee and has moved her way all the way up to one of the more senior positions in the food and beverage department. And we're super, super proud of her. And most of our team members who have taken that trajectory, similar to the gentleman here who keeps on winning. So, you know, you start as a trainee and you can disguise the limit for you with this company. So there's no door that can't be opened for you in this. Speaking of other resorts or beaches resort, Mr. Lancelot Liebert is a general manager moving all the way up from being a bellman.
I love these stories.
Yeah, you have to get him on two BDMs.
Absolutely. Yeah, we will take everybody.
You have to get him. So you can share his story.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I actually worked with him back in 2014 when I was at Grand Pineapple. Yeah, man, he was managing the place at the time.
I worked with him at Sandals South Coast when he was concierge manager. at Sandals South Coast. I had gone there on a stint. Again, that's another thing that Sandals does as well. During my time at Sandals Ochi, which was 2009 to 2016, I got the opportunity to move around a lot. I worked at Sandals Negril right here, worked at Sandals South Coast. I was sent on assignment to Beaches Turks and Caicos. I worked at Beaches Ocho Rios. It's just as you know, sky is no limit for this resort, these chains, you know.
I can share similar bits and pieces as well, because I can attest to it. So when I was at Grand Panopla, it was at Beaches Negril. I came here to assist when I was at South Coast. I went to Sands Royal Caribbean. So the company does give you the opportunity to grow and experience different cultures, because each resort is different and has something that's unique. Mm-hmm. You know, but there's no other place better than Sandals and Grill.
Yeah, absolutely.
I hope I don't regret saying that, you know. But it is the colloquialism that describes us perfect, happy comeback. And Sandals Negril boasts one of the highest return guest rates.
Absolutely. I was just going to say that, you know, and we see that with clients and loyalty and travel and them coming back, whether it's to the same resort or trying a different one to feel the different personalities of all the different resorts.
So every week we have the pleasure of hosting a returning guest dinner as well as a VIP luncheon in each week's rotation. And I kid you not, I have seen our VIP luncheon be up to 30 couples.
Oh.
And remember, this level of guest is diamond and higher. To have 30 diamond guests or higher in one spot, you can easily be celebrating over 4,000 paid nights in one room.
Wow.
Easily. As we speak, our highest numbered guests, our highest ambassador guests are with us, and they boast over 1,000 nights.
Wow, that speaks mountains.
And Sandals Negril is their favorite.
Exactly, that just speaks so loudly about, you know, the management team and how well that you truly do take care of every single guest that is here. You know, they're coming back. They miss the staff. They're creating relationships too with your bartenders, your butlers, your chefs, your barista. I can't wait to go meet her after this, a little afternoon coffee.
Yeah, you're gonna love it, man.
So we not only boast the highest return rate in the chain, we also have some of the longest team members in the chain. Easily, we also celebrated our longstanding team members 6 months ago, about six to eight months ago. Yeah. And there were over 13 team members that had over 20 years here at Sandals Negril.
Wow.
That's
a lot of experience.
When you leave here, you can definitely head to the piano bar and you'll find Chris. Now, anybody who has stayed at Sandals Negril before and has visited the piano bar knows Chris.
Knows Chris. And that gentleman has a weird talent of remembering everyone that he comes across by their drink. He remembers them by name and drink.
I remember when I was training here back in 2014, we had this gentleman by the name of Howard, you know. And I remember when he was walking up to the counter and he was like, introduced myself, asked him what he's having, and he said, he knows that was Chris. He was pointing at Chris, and Chris didn't even look at him. Like, he was, maybe he saw him when he was coming down.
Yeah.
And then he just went to the side. And then Chris just came back and it was like, "Here's it, Howard, man.
Yes,
we know. Aww. I know you like it, you know.
Yeah.
How's it going? You know. I was like,
how does it do that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
In my language, I was like, but Chris will even look on him.
Yeah.
That's part to everybody. That's Jamaican language. Two videos and a mic told me to be expressive.
Yes, I did.
Yes. This is a safe zone here.
Yeah, man.
We are our true authentic selves. So.
Yeah, we do talk about, that's one of the principles we do teach and build here, authentic human connections. Mm-hmm. Authentic human connections and being your most authentic self.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So you'll find that. So a lot of guests will come in and ask bits and pieces about or history or language or culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we'll, as Mr. Lin said, build that authentic human connection.
Yes.
Because they want to know about us. You know, they want to know, you know, why? What did you just say?
Right.
You know?
That's a real question. We're gonna do this then. If you can repeat,
good thing this is recorded so I can cut it.
No, we're not gonna cut this.
Hey,
James,
this has to go out.
Yes, this has to go out. So if you can repeat what I'm going to say now,
okay,
I'm going to give you a free week at Sandals Results.
My listeners know I'm not good at pronunciation, and I say this every week.
Let's go for the one sky.
All right,
we're sweetening the pot.
You get this room for a week if you repeat what I'm about to say.
The pressure is on.
All right, you ready?
Costa is watching, right?
Yeah, man, everybody watching.
Mr. Sadler is watching, right?
Yeah, I hope
so. So we're good.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
good. Yeah.
So, here me kuchu means them come put on back this up. Was that too easy? It was too easy.
Too easy.
Let me go again. And I'll tell you what it means. Kiara me kuchu means them come put on back this up.
Give it a go.
Kiara me kuchu ben.
No. One more time. Kiara me kuchu means them come put on back this up.
Yes.
So basically, what we just said is, bring my belongings and put them there.
Yeah, yeah, but in our language. I mean, a lot of people love hearing us speak the language.
Yes.
Some say it's melodic. We're singing.
Yeah,
you know, it's it's like that.
I do like it, but I'm still like, what did you say? Trying to articulate in my head. I'm like,
we'll go over it at Kerma.
Yeah, we can go over the Kerma, and then the playback is there. James, James, give it a try if you can. Give it a try.
Kiarame kuchu means them come put on back this up.
And you cannot slow it down. Play it in real time. Play it in real time. And send us the voice clip or the video of you doing it.
Yeah,
you know, it's fun. And Silas Negro is all about fun, everybody. It is all about fun. And Krimway is on the next stop, yeah.
Yep. Perla, not yet, so.
Let me touch on Perla just a little bit as well.
I had lunch there about an hour ago. And
was it? Yeah. All right, let me take the floor. Tell us about Perla.
Yeah, tell us your experience at Perla.
Absolutely. I love that there are other options for lunch rather than just the pizza, you know, or your jerk chicken. Nothing wrong with pizza or jerk chicken, mm-hmm. but if you're here, you know, some folks stay for 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, they like a variety of food. And to have something like Perla, it's tacos. It's your Mexican food. So they've got all your tequila drinks. They have your chips and salsa and guacamole. They've got, I just learned about this salad today. What's it called?
Island salad?
No, it's ceviche.
Oh, okay.
Ceviche, the shrimp. And it was so refreshing. It had cucumbers, tomatoes, onions, and of course the fresh shrimp. It was so refreshing. I'm going to dream about that when I go home. So many different options for tacos as well. I was like, I want this one, the pork, pork tinga.
Pork sandwich there is amazing as well.
It's good. I'm smiling at ceviche. If Tasha Gay is watching this, she knows why I'm smiling about ceviche. And Kitania will know why I'm smiling about ceviche. The entire sales team knows why I'm smiling about ceviche. It turns back to Curacao, everybody. Funny story.
We'll save that for episode when they come on again, Where you put my bags, I'll have that sitting down.
Kiara me kuchu means them come put on back this up.
Back this, yes, that one. I will.
You're getting it.
I will have that down.
As a Jamaican.
Yes.
As a Jamaican.
Yes, absolutely. So I do really like that, you know, they've got the option. And then I am very intrigued about Brava.
Spanish
right.
tapas. I had dinner there last night. Amazing. You know, we have the global gourmet dining, around the world dining, and we decided to bring this concept here at Sandals Negril, first in the chain, and it has taken off. It's so popular and scoring well, you know, performing very, very well as well. But for me, it is also the drinks.
Oh, they made us drinks at 10 a.m. this morning because I'm on a back to the beach. Hosting my North Dakota and Minnesota agents at Sables and the Grill, and it's 10 a.m. and they're making these drinks because they were beautiful. They had the red sangria, the white sangria.
Oh, those sangrias are
I think it's Tito Mañana.
Yes, exactly.
With the orange soda and the red wine.
It was nice.
A friend of mine who lives in Spain for the last 15, 16 years visited our resort, and I took him straight to Brava. And he was raving reviews. He says the food is authentic, it tastes good, the restaurant looks sexy. Amazing. It's great. I love Brava.
The chefs will boast that they add a little bit of Jamaican authenticity in there with the herbs and spices, just elevate the taste, you know. It's really, really good. It's really good. Right? Something to definitely delve into. For any one of our guests, I'm not sure if I mentioned that all our restaurants boast an amazing ocean view while dining. That's something that you can definitely come down and see. The Sundowner restaurant, you touched on the jerk chicken. Some say goat curry, but we say curry goat. or curry goat in Jamaican. So rice and peas and curry goat. Don't have sundown and wait for you, so don't know if you go.
Right.
Rice and peas and curry goat is at sundown waiting for you. That's where you're supposed to go.
Right.
And sundown, a restaurant has a rich history. It was actually somebody's house back in the day when we acquired the resort. So a very historic place for you to visit while you're here. It still have has that homey feel. It's very comfortable. Mm-hmm. You know, you feel, I don't want to be repetitive, but you definitely feel at home while dining at the sundown. Mm-hmm. And it's Jamaican cuisine, everybody. You will love it. The sweet potato pudding with caramel rum dressing on top.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds nice. I think we had that actually the first night for the hosted dinner. We had the sweet potato.
Yeah, man. So the menu that was created was kind of an extract from the sundowner. So you can speak heavily on the curry goat. It was a meat. You got the broth?
Yes. Yeah,
man. Jamaican broth.
Yes, that was it was very tasteful with all the spices in there. It had a couple of dumplings. It had, yes. Yeah.
Can't leave out the dumplings.
Mm-hmm. I'm starting to salivate.
So if we haven't told you on the 7 Mile Beach, you're going to come for the food because you are going to be full at all times. But other than the food, if you could give our travel advisors any tips and tricks to help sell this resort to their clients, what would that be?
Oh, wow.
I love putting my guests on.
On the spot.
Yes, that's one thing that we do here. So just to make you sweat a little bit.
For me, I like a holistic experience. And yes, we provide for everything and you have absolutely no need to leave the resort at all. However, other attractions in the area does give value to the region. And I like the fact that, you know, the Rick's Cafe or wherever, you can go and still have a chill moment. But we are just all about beach. So you can literally walk for 7 miles all on the beach. Nowhere else can you get that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so those two attractions for me is really, it regionalizes the area and pulls it together. Yes, the holistic experience is on resort, but the region provides for all different types of adventures.
And that's true. We do cater for everybody. As Mr. Lin said, the region as a whole is very diverse. So there's pretty much something for everyone. Some of our younger audiences, they will, and this is a question that we get asked most times by travel advisors, so you know, I can really touch on it. What else can we do?
Yes.
You know, what else can we do? So as Mr. Lin said, the region is very diverse. There's something for everyone. You touch on the Rick's Cafe. For a true Jamaican experience, you can head to Rick's Cafe. I was actually there Friday, Sunday. I was there on Friday on my day off. That's where I spent my day off. We had some beer gorillas. That's something you should definitely come. I don't think you've ever tried that before. I don't think you've ever seen that before, right?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, but it's a beer gorita.
Wow.
So it has a red stripe light beer in it. Yeah, and it's margarita, but it's in a huge glass.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Sounds like fun in a glass.
Fun, yeah. Can I tell you? And then Rick's Cafe is actually, I think, the best beach bar in the world. It's the greatest place to watch the sunset in the Western Hemisphere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm not getting in trouble for selling Rick's Cafe.
All of
this is brought to you by Island Roots Adventures.
All of it is brought
to you by Island Roots Adventures. Yeah.
You can definitely head over there, but it really comes back all down to our beach. We sit on the longest and best stretch of beach. The people, for the most authentic people, you know, Mr. Cornell, he and Mr. Lachmi, you know, he's not here, would always boast on the close 700 team members that we have, some of the world's best team members. You know, true hospitality professionals, you will build those authentic connections real easily because we are always really willing to help. So the beach, the people, and for luxurious suites, whether it be on the Bamboo Grove or on the walkouts at the Paradise Building, those are like maybe 10 footsteps away from the beach, the walkouts.
Literally
about 10 footsteps away. So that's really good. Another question we ask is, how do we handle guests with special requirements? And I use requirements over, you know, any other words, but as I expound, you'll get it. Like for our guests with wheelchair requirements, you know, all our restaurants, they are wheelchair accessible. So they have full maneuverability where that is concerned. We do offer wheelchair shuttles from the airport, and that's included in your package, of course. So let us know in advance, and we'll take care of that for them. For our guests with dietary requirements, our culinary team is always ready to sit down and have a conversation. Our chefs are always ready to sit down and have a conversation. You know, so we can always tailor something specific for them. you touch on it that some guests may be here for like 2 weeks.
Right.
Yeah, man. So let's say they've exhausted all their options here with us. We have guests that say 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Right. Mr. Lynch can attest to that. So let's say they've exhausted all dining options here at Sandals the Grill, and they head over to Beaches and exhausted their options, because Beaches is, we do have exchange privileges. So once you stay with us, you can hop over to Beaches. It's just about, give or take 5 minutes to drive down the road.
Mm-hmm.
You've exhausted all possible options and you want something different, something creative. Visit our culinary team. They'll sit down, they'll give you something very special. Maybe something from back in your childhood that your mama used to make or your grandma used to make that you love. You know, the culinary team here at Sandals Grill, they're very, very professional. They're trained and they're willing to sit down and tailor that specific menu. You know, we had guests, and I'll share this story in an hour because I know I'm rambling too much. Sandals Grill, I love Sandals Grill. This is it for me, you know? This is it for me. I started here. It put me on the map. Everything that that I know about hospitality and tourism is from the Sandals brand. Sandals brand over here. Yeah. Yeah, man. So I'm a Sandals professional, true and true. There you go. Yeah, man. So for sure. So we had this guest that came in a while back, and they wanted brand new pots and pans. I'm not sure if you remember that one.
Mm.
Yeah, man. They wanted the kosher guest that wanted all brand new stuff, you know, because they were like, you know, we don't want to cross contamination. We don't want anything anybody else used before and things like that. And we were like, okay, yeah, we can do it. You know, and they came on down, and we actually provided everything and more. We exceeded their expectations, you know. So that's a story that, well, I always like to share when I'm doing my resort tours, and this platform, I'm getting it out there as well. Sorry. We cater for everybody. Let us know and we will take care of it. So let's backtrack. So the people, the beach, the region, and the
sales team.
Well, the sales team for sure. The suites at the Crema Cafe. And that personalized service that we offer to our guests that has unique requirements for sure. So Sandals the Grill is the all-around vacation destination, and there's no place that you should want to go. You know, other than Sandals the Grill for sure.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I have had the pleasure of talking with these two a little bit before today's episode, and just learning more about them and learning about how passionate, truly passionate they are about Sandals the Grill, the Sandals brand, and the people who come here. So travel advisors, I can assure you that your clients are going to be in the absolute best hands when they are at not only just Sandals, but of course, Sandals the Grill as well. So any last words before we sign off here, gentlemen?
No,
you know, I just want to really open the invitation. Come on down, you guys. It is the most relaxing place on the planet. And if you want to reconnect with your partner, this is a place for you. If you want to celebrate any special celebrations at all, we are experts in celebrating. Let us know in advance. You talk to your travel advisors. Let us know what it is that will make your stay that much special. And we'll just make it happen for you.
I love that. We'll make it happen. We'll make it happen.
Absolutely. That's it in a nutshell. And reach out to Christy. She has our contact information.
I'll put it on the screen so you all can take a screenshot and write it down. Yeah, so
we're accessible.
Yep, absolutely. Accessible.
So just let us know.
Absolutely. And if you do, don't forget, you can find their information on the TA portal and the fact sheets, as well as the Key Resort personnel document. Of course, I have to add a little bit of business in here at times. But gentlemen, it was an absolute pleasure, and I'm looking forward to the next time to have you on. Hopefully, James will be with me next time, because it's always fun when we banter back and forth.
Yeah.
But can't wait to see you again. Thank you again.
Yeah, man. Looking forward to seeing you soon again. And meet James. And James, remember, Mr. Lynch?
Yeah, my coach remains. Them come put on back there, so. He's going to get it. I know. He's going to get it.
And he'll watch this, and he's going to practice beforehand. Mm-hmm. And then he's going to just spit it.
Yeah, he has an advantage. We're going to give you a hall pass on this one.
Yeah, we'll give you an easy one. Just tell everybody a little more.
A little more. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel and, of course, listen to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. All right, we will see you later. Bye, everybody.